Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Dean Richards Entertainment Report is brought to you by Walter E. Smith Furniture and Design. Good morning, Dean.
I love that Walter E. Smith is using their spoof of my Victory Auto Records commercial again. That old furniture may be worth money.
Little did you know when you recorded that it would follow you for the remainder of your career.
That's going to be the first line of my obituary.
Another artist sold their music and made big money. Let's talk about Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Bob Dylan. I mean, everybody's doing this. David Bowie and Bruce Springsteen did it, and now the deal is done with Bob Dylan selling his entire catalog of music that goes back to his very first album in 1962. It will go up to his most recent studio album and also includes future music that he may record. Sony Music Entertainment, with whom he has recorded for his entire career, purchased the entire library, and it is said to be estimated between $150 and $200 million dollars. That's a lot of money for songs that you can't understand one word to.
And no surprise that the interest in hearing Meatloaf's music is really spiking, isn't it?
Well, we always see a bump when somebody passes away. There's always somewhat of a bump in their music sales in streaming. But I don't ever remember it bumping the way Meatloaf's music has. The day before he passed away, he had 205,000 audio streams on the web day before he died. That number jumped 4,000% to over 9 million streams just the very next day. Album sales jumped 18,000%, individual songs 32,000%. So it's very likely when the new Billboard charts come out next week that you could see Meatloaf back on the charts with the sales of his old albums, because everyone wanted to get a little piece of the Meatloaf after he passed away.
I'm sure that'll happen. There's news about the Sondheim estate. Tell us about this.
Yeah, this is interesting. Stephen Sondheim passed away this past fall of cardiovascular disease. He's been one of the most prolific writers and producers on Broadway. And so everybody was wondering what was going to happen to his estate. Everything is going into a revocable trust that will be managed by a company that has ties into lots of different charitable organizations, 20 different charitable organizations, including the Smithsonian Institution, the Library of Congress, the New York Public Library for Performing Arts, Irish Repertory Company, lots of theatrical things. So he is putting his money so others can benefit from it, in years to come. Some went to his partners, his friends. And I also noted that in his will, he also left a huge amount of money to his gardener, who took care of the garden at his home for years and years and years, which is, I think, also a very nice gesture.
By the way, what's happening on Broadway now as far as openings? Is it on?
Yeah, things are up and running. A whole bunch of shows closed a couple of weeks ago because, COVID going through, the Omicron variant going through and shutting it down. Most were shut down for a week, 10 days, but have reopened again. So, things are back up and running and humming along. And they're having okay attendance. It's not like people are not going to see live productions on Broadway right now. There seems to be a little bit of a different kind of mentality than there is of, people not wanting to go to movie theaters.
Yeah, sure. And as far as Broadway in Chicago is concerned, it's all open and running again?
For the most part. The play that goes wrong just extended. That's a first during the pandemic period. We haven't had any shows that have extended their runs, but they're going to be open until April now. Frozen just closed down, so you don't have to watch that commercial on television anymore singing Let It Go. We had so many people think, stop playing that commercial, you're driving me crazy. Also, the production of Oklahoma just closed. They were short runs anyway. So, the couple of productions that Broadway in Chicago has going on are going strong. And same with Goodman, same with Steppenwolf, same with other Chicago area theaters.
Hope that continues. Dean Richards Entertainment Report, sponsored by Walter A. Smith Furniture and Design. We'll get to Batgirl, Cardi B, and we'll hear from Tiffany Haddish coming right up. Let's get to the Batgirl news, Dean.
Yeah, they've just cast a new member of this cast, which will be an HBO Max movie next year. And it's significant because it is the very first openly trans character which has been cast in any DC Comics film. Her name is Ivory Aquino. She will play the roommate and best friend to Batgirl. The character Alicia Yeo first appeared in the Batgirl comic in 2011. The movie is expected to be out on HBO Max later on this year.
Cardi B chalked up a win in court. What was this case all about?
This was, I think this is rather precedent-setting because, you know, people who do podcasts, people who do YouTube videos, people who, you know, do their so-called reporting online feel like it's open season and they can do whatever they want. And one gossip YouTuber posted some videos about the rapper Cardi B claiming that she is a prostitute with STDs and also a cocaine user. Cardi B did not care for that, and she sued for defamation of character. A federal jury agreed and found this YouTuber liable on multiple counts of slander, libel, and invasion of privacy, and awarded Cardi B more than $1 million in damages. And there could be punitive damages still to come, and the YouTuber may be liable to pay Cardi B's legal expenses for this whole thing. So, you know, those of you going on podcasts, you know, just writing things that you cannot substantiate, there are definitely repercussions for stuff like that.
Wouldn't it be great if this forced some of those social media deadbeats to be careful?
Yeah.
I hope.
Yeah, well, I mean, it certainly puts them on notice that, you know, it's not a free and open season like they apparently thought that it was, that the same rules that, you know, that we use in broadcasting, that before you say anything about somebody, you better be able to prove it. Also apply to them on social media where audiences can be just as substantial.
Yeah, absolutely. How was your conversation with Tiffany Haddish?
Always delightful. I talked to her last week before she got the DUI, so she was in a very good mood before all of that. She's been talking about what a rough time this is for her right now, with the breakup of her relationship with Chicago's own Common. She was also very, very despondent over the news of the death of Bob Saget. Apparently, they were very close friends, and she said that he was one of the very first people in comedy to encourage her and find her own voice, and she never forgot how supportive he was to her. And she was, you know, very sad about his death as well. But plugging on, she's got a new Apple TV Plus series that will debut on Friday, which is kind of a comedy whodunit, where she plays a detective investigating the murder of a famous celebrity who was killed at his high school reunion after party. And it's just it's a star-studded cast and kind of funny and kind of clever, and also works as a mystery at the same time. kind of a different approach for her. She has been getting into things a little more dramatic lately, which is one of the things we spoke about.
I definitely feel like all of my hard work and very thought out choices are manifesting well.
Your roles are a little more dramatic, you know, that you're changing lanes a little bit. Am I reading it right?
What you're seeing is a well-rounded performer, darling. I've always been a well-rounded performer, but you know, you ever hear people talking about, oh, they try to put me in a box. They put me in a box. They only want me to play this one thing. And that's their fault. I can do a lot of things. Allow me to do those. And then if they say, well, nobody wants you to do this, that's not really, okay, well then I'll find somebody.
Yeah, find somebody else to do it.
Yeah, I'll make it work.
Yeah, so there you go. I mean, she's got all kinds of things, game shows, and she's got 2-3 new movies all in the pipeline. But, you know, I understand that. You do something with some success, and, you know, that's all people want you to do. I'm constantly getting offers to do voiceovers for junkyards around the Chicago area. I have become the quintessential. I am more than that. I am proud of my Victory Auto Records work, but I am more than that.
Sure you are. And Dean, if the pandemic ever ends, do you think celebrities will continue to Zoom and never go back to in-person interviews again, traveling around the country?
You know what? I think I can only speak for myself. I don't know about other journalists, but I love it. We get very nice personalized interviews. I think the stars love it, that they don't have to travel all over the place.
And oh, I'm sure they do.
You know, they don't have to, you know, sit down and personally meet with, 100 dopes asking the same question over and over and over again. So at least they can be in their own living rooms while they do it.
Yeah, there's something about looking dopes right in the eyes, though, and being there, isn't there?
No, I guess so. We'll see.
It's Dean Richards. More tomorrow in this time period. Have a good day, Dean. Thank you.
See you, guys.